With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Starting to get into the grinding part of the season, Cam Jordan, whose team knocked off the Rams over the weekend, stuffed the running game, which was pretty nice to see. Three-time Pro Bowler, made an All-Pro team as well. 13 sacks a year ago. He's got 5 so far this year. And let's face it, the Saints right now look like the best team in football. Cam, Tiki, and Tierney, how are you today? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for coming back on with us, man. Cam, it feels like you guys are having a ton of fun. Is it the same in the locker room? I mean, are you guys feeling all this energy that's surrounding this team after the successes from last year? It seems like it's carrying right over into this season.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about, the things that we want to accomplish, fun just happens to go right along with winning, right?
Yeah.
So when you're winning, you're definitely having fun. But no, honestly, the locker room that we have, the guys that we have the same mentality of where we want to go. And when you have all the three guys on the same page, it's a lot easier to get those goals accomplished.
Yeah, no, and especially when you have such stars, I mean, yourself included, but offensively, it's crazy what you guys are putting up with Alvin Kamara, and now Mark Ingram's back, even old man Ben Watson is playing like he's young, and Drew is timeless. I mean, you guys got to feel extraordinarily confident that no matter what happens, that this offense can be run with anybody in the league, as you guys did last weekend.
Yeah, that's, if there's a question in there, are you saying that with our star potential, we should be heading in the right direction? I think we are.
Yeah,
I definitely think that we still have time to grow as a defense. And the more we can complement our offense, the better off we're going to be when it comes down to, doing what we want to do this year.
All right, we're talking to Cam Jordan from the Saints, outstanding lineman. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. You got to help us out with this, man, because we watch you play this weekend. We've watched you play every week as you're a marquee team. And we're here in New York. We saw every snap of the Giants game when you guys came in here a couple weeks back. How the hell did you guys give up 48 points to the Bucs in week one? And how the heck were you guys losing 6-3 to the Browns in week two? I got to tell you, Cam, I noticed at halftime that the first couple of weeks for your football team is almost like a laboratory. Belichick does this with the Patriots. This happened to you guys last year as well. And then after a few games, you kind of kick it up a few notches. Is that by design? Are you experimenting? Why does that happen?
Nobody wants to start off with an L. You come into every game, trying to get that win, trying to establish dominance early. I can't speak on other years because other years we didn't have the personnel that we have this year. So when we talk about, what we are capable of this year, we thought we'd come in. We knew we were going to have Jameis Winston. We figured Fitzpatrick is a decent quarterback, and he came in and played lights out those first couple weeks. Honestly, you know how potent the Buccaneers are when you talk about Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson. And so this is something that we just had to fight through. We also want to bring up, the Browns, how great they looked early on paper, and especially with the helm of Tyrod Taylor,
yeah,
who had, taken the Bills to a playoff game, and they hadn't seen playoffs in years. So you talk about, Tyrod's capabilities being brought to that team early on. Our second half onslaught sort of helped build that confidence booster. And you talk about going to Atlanta and getting out of a overtime situation that builds confidence and that allows the team to congeal. So when you talk about what does it take, the first couple games, it's just that, being able to mold. Because, nobody, when you talk about preseason, you're only playing a quarter or two quarters with your starters. You talk about full season live bullets, these are 32 teams comprised of the best 53.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's preseason doesn't prepare you, and especially the way the preseason is played these days. You've been around for a while, so you've seen it change from the earlier days when it was rough in training camp to what it is now. But when you look, Cam, at – when I look at least at the Saints team, I feel like you guys are so malleable, right? Depending on who the opponent is, whatever their strength is, whatever their weakness is, sometimes you play really slow, sometimes you can play really fast. Is that intentional, or is that just come because of how the game works itself out?
I mean, as you know, the ebbs and flows of the game are different week in, week out. Of course, you'd love to start fast every start of the game, and you love to finish strong every start of the game. But each game has its own feel to it. And this game, you know, we were up by 21. The next thing you know, they tied up with us, and then we fought back to, you know, we had a turnover, a couple of key fourth down stops, and you know, we were right back in control of the game. Honestly, you can't put a target on, you know, would we like to start off slow and finish strong? I know we want to finish strong, so yeah, that's clearly been our emphasis.
Yeah. And we're talking to Cam Jordan, who is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Cam, already his eighth season. He's got a 3 Pro Bowls. He was first-team All-Pro a season ago, and the Saints are rolling 7-1 atop the South here. Just beat the Rams. The entire football world watched that. You know, I'm curious because sometimes, and Tiki lived this, obviously, as a former player. You hear the hype. I mean, let's face it, the Rams, they're undefeated. They're doing this, Gurley and Goff and this guy and Cooks. And when, I mean, they could drop 50 on anybody with their eyes shut. When you watched film on them, all right, preparing to play them, and then when you actually got on the field with them in real time and real speed, were they a tick below what you expected? Were they what you expected? How did they match up versus what you saw on film?
No, they were exactly what we expected. You know, they do a phenomenal job of dressing up the backfield as well as they can, of spreading people out as well as they can to run the plays that they want to. And so when you talk about, you know, Todd Gurley, that speaks for itself. He's running at such a high level, and we knew it would take all 11 of us to stop him. And for every first down where he was, you know, gaining a yard, there was a second or third down where he was gaining 8 to 10. And that's something, you know, at least in that first half, and that's something that we had to tighten down on to get him back to where we wanted him to be. He's a hell of a running back, and nobody can take that away from him. And you talk about Jared Goff and what he's been able to accomplish in his growth in the last, 2 years, this being his third year here in the NFL. His growth has been spectacular, the way he's been able to connect with receivers and make the receiving corps such a phenomenal threat. And in their own right, Brandon Cooks is going to blow the top off of any defense, and Cooper Kupp is clearly starting to make a name for himself along with Robert Woods. So that explosive offense, that's something that we had to take an account for. Yeah. I think we did just that, and at the end of the day, we addressed our defense accordingly.
You know, Cam, when you see all these offenses and the way that they are operating these days, they're so fast, and they're moving in motion all over the place. And Sean McVay likes to say, I like to give the illusion of complexity just to make you stop and think. As a defender, and I know you're hand in the ground a lot of the time, and you're not seeing all the stuff that's going on, but when you watch it and you try to dissect it, is it as complicated as it seems, or is it just simple stuff that's getting mixed in with a bunch of, pomp and circumstance, if that makes sense?
Yeah, you know, misdirection is meant for what it's supposed to be, to slow a defense down. And in my mind, that's our opportunity to speed up.
Yeah.
You know, you can take your screens in to try and slow somebody down. You're going to switch up your counts to try and slow somebody down. At some point, you have to look at it like, this is my chance to speed up. And if I can catch the offensive lineman off guard, then I can catch, you know, the offense off guard and make, you know, what they want to be a strength for them, a strength for yourself.
So, by the way, you mentioned Goff before. Both of you guys from Cal. Did you talk a little smack when you hit him on the pads and let him know what's going on for the young buck? You getting his ear a little bit, Cam, or what?
You know, in game is in game. But after the game, you know, you express how proud you are that, you know, he's coming from your alma mater and, you know, the growth that he's displayed. You know, in years from now, I hope to be, you know, still being a hassle in his backside. So when you talk about everything that, you know, Jared Goff has become, that's great and all. Luckily, I have a GOAT on my team, so I don't have
it's
to worry
true.
About too much.
Yeah,
that's
a good point. You talk about a GOAT, the guy who he threw the ball to to really seal the game last week, Michael Thomas. Did you think when he pulled, did you know he was pulling the cell phone out of the bottom of the, about the bottom of the goalpost?
I don't think anybody but Mike T knew that. So that says, you're going to have to take up with him because I didn't know anything, but I appreciated the celebration. I mean, that was a pretty dope celebration at the end of the day.
No, I didn't appreciate it.
So you liked it.
You know, man. You know why I didn't like it, Cam? Man. Because Joe Horn did that against the Giants when I was playing. We were bad. We were really bad. Exactly. That one stung a little bit.
You got to be original. You got to come up with something new. You can't just bite off somebody from 10 years ago, man.
But
come on.
Sometimes it's you rehash it.
You just realize you pay homage to another legend.
Or you pay homage.
Yeah, I mean, and you take it for what it is. When you talk about you know, Mike T and the game that he was having, and I don't know where he set these phones up.
Oh, so there was multiple.
He put them in both end zones.
Oh, wow.
He did. Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cam. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I'm just at the end of the day, you know, after you work so hard to, you know, get a touchdown, and as we know, you know, this year, Mike T's had a lot of them. He decided to switch it up a little bit. And, you know, like you said, the team is here for him.
Yeah.
It was all love all the way.
Yeah, you got to let you guys knock the crap out of each other 60 times a game. You got to have a little fun. It seems like, you know, last year there was a lot of noise about the rules, whether it was leading with the head, mm-hmm. what's a catch, what's not. As a player, do you feel that there's more of an understanding league-wide? Because we do as fans, for sure, that the rules are, everybody's kind of on the same page more this year than they were last year with the rule book?
Don't get me started on the
No. Okay, go ahead. Go.
No way. I'm not even going to dip my feet in that water.
you like your money too well.
Just at the end of the day, these are the rules that we have to deal with, and whether I wholeheartedly disagree and I feel that, you know, it's trying to soften up the defense as it is, and there's the reason why there's more touchdowns than there ever been before, and more mm-hmm. passing yards than there ever been before, because, you know, a defense may have a handcuffs on and shackled on what they can and can't do
yep.
in terms of a defenseless receiver, a defenseless quarterback, a defenseless water boy that looks like he has some offensive prowess.
yeah.
You know, that's not for me to decide. At some point, I have to play and abide by the rules.
But Cam, by the way, I'm not saying if you like them, because I'm with you. I wish there was more tenacity in football. I was asking more, do you finally understand what they're asking you to be
Cam, are you guys coached differently now because of all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, seemingly you're definitely going to have to adapt to the coaching style.
Yeah.
To be able to play full speed in the game. Yeah, like I said, I want nothing to do with touching rules.
All right, man. Just keep touching quarterbacks and running backs and throwing them on the turf. Listen, this Saints team's going to be a story all year. It's fun to watch you. The NFL is always a little more exciting when the Saints, when there's a little juice in the bayou. So far, great start. Great win on Sunday as well. Thanks for hopping on, Cam.
Hey, much appreciated. Thanks for having me.
Good luck, Cam.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.